Good morning. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. As you've been hearing on NPR, President Barack Obama issued an executive order last night promising that, at least for now, about 5 million people who entered the country illegally will not face deportation.
I know some of the critics of this action call it amnesty. Well, it's not. Amnesty is the immigration system we have today. Millions of people who live here without paying their taxes or playing by the rules, while politicians use the issue to scare people and whip up votes at election time. That's the real amnesty, leaving this broken system the way it is. Mass amnesty would be unfair. Mass deportation would be both impossible and contrary to our character.
Tens of thousands of Marylanders are affected by the president's action, including Yesenia Meija, who lives in Baltimore. She entered the country illegally from Mexico more than a decade ago, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And also with me here in the studio is Elizabeth Alex, lead organizer for the Central Maryland region of CASA de Maryland, an immigrant advocacy group. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. And with us by phone is Vaughn Doan. She's an immigration lawyer in Columbia, Maryland. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Thanks for being with us. Yesenia, you have a 5-year-old son who was born in America, so he's an American citizen. You're one of the millions of Americans who no longer face the threat of deportation under this order for the time being. Tell me what this means for you.
I still can't believe it, and I was telling Elizabeth that it's like... I have tears want to come out of my eyes because it's something that we have been waiting and we have been fighting for this. At least to get a work permit is gonna open my it's gonna open doors a little bit more. I'm gonna feel more secure. I'm gonna get out of that shadow. I can get a better job. I can have a better future for my son. And one big reason is that I'm not going to have that fear anymore to be one day deported and you keep my son away from me.
You mentioned hopes for a better job in the list of things that you think this means for you. Are you able to work now?
If I'm able to work
are
now?
Are you able to have a job current before this order? I used to
work but at restaurants and like bus person and cleaning jobs and... But I couldn't get a teaching job or a work at a government place or...
So what kind of job do you intend to apply for now? What are you going to look for a particular kind of job?
I've been having a lot of offers because I've been working for that and helping the community a lot. And I've been volunteering in Creative Alliance, that is a community art center. They have offered me to be a teacher, instructor there. Also, I participate a lot in Be More Fit for Healthy Babies. They have offered me job here, there too, to be a community leader or to work for the Highland Town Clinic and Early Head Start. There's another place that I have been part of it, and they offer me also a teaching job.
lots of options. According to a report released this week by the Pew Research Center, there are 250,000 people living in Maryland who entered the country illegally. Elizabeth, let me ask you, how significant are the actions President Obama took last night for these people?
I think, the community is seeing this as a really strong step forward. It's not the ultimate solution, obviously. It's not legislation. It's not a comprehensive solution. But for thousands of people here in Baltimore and across the state of Maryland, this is a huge step forward. You just heard from Yesenia, and her story is not the only one. There are thousands of families like that. They're going to be able to come out of the shadows and live without that fear of deportation.
Vaughn Doan, how many people in Maryland might this affect?
You cited that number from the Pew report, which was just released 2 days ago, but is based on statistics that was taken back in 2012. So just keep that in mind. The problem is that the plan outlined by the president may have a disproportionately less significant effect in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, because although this area has experienced and has continued to experience the most significant growth, 15% in the undocumented population. The plan outlined by the president is most of the people who benefit have to have a USC or U.S. citizen child or lawful permanent resident child. And in that same Pew report, they mentioned that for whatever reason, the children here, there's a 1 to 15 ratio, meaning that for every 15 children under USC, U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident child, only one parent may be undocumented.
So I'm sorry, let me make sure I'm following. You're saying, I think, that compared to the rest of the country, a smaller proportion of families in Maryland will be affected by this executive order, a smaller proportion of the parents here have children who are U.S. citizens.
Correct. So, if you look at it on the bright side of things, there are people who are still going to benefit, but it's not as going to be proportionally as significant for as it would be in the rest of the nation.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Vaughn Doan. She's an immigration lawyer in Columbia, Maryland. Also with me is Yesenia Meija, a woman who entered the country illegally from Mexico more than a decade ago, and Elizabeth Alex, lead organizer for the Central Maryland region of Casa de Maryland, an immigrant advocacy group. At the Baltimore Immigration Summit put on by Towson University last month, Sheena Wadhawan, a Casa de Maryland's legal program manager, talked about the possibility of President Obama issuing an executive order like the one he issued last night.
But what will be created? An underclass, non-citizens, whose labor we can exploit and enjoy and build our economy off of, but who cannot vote, who can be convicted by a jury that they cannot serve on. Is that an American democracy? Is that, that's it? That's where we're going?
Elizabeth, from your perspective, is that essentially what we've entered into now with this executive order, a sort of a subculture?
I think, I mean, like I said, we are one step forward from where we were 2 days ago, but we have a long way to go before our immigration system is completely reformed and before we really are fulfilling our complete American values and bringing people into the fold of American citizenship.
We reached out to the office of Maryland's only Republican representative in Congress, Andy Harris. They did not respond to our request, but here's what he told the Baltimore Sun. Quote, "My parents fled communism and legally immigrated to the United States because they believed the United States was a nation governed by laws. The president's potential illegal actions threatened the fundamental belief of Americans in the rule of law," close quote. Van Doan, you've been an immigration lawyer for 12 years. And do I understand correctly that President George W. Bush issued a similar kind of executive order?
It is. And you know what? When people make broad statements like that, I think a large part of this myth that they're trying to spread to the media, making this sound like immigration reform. Elizabeth Alex has already pointed out this is nowhere near reform, and I think that's where people are demonizing or are able to demonize this action. It's an executive action. It's based on his presidential authority, which many presidents before him have exercised, namely George Bush. And just to give you, I strongly believe, I'm a great student of history, and history has shown us that at least 11 presidents have exercised this authority, and most recently, George Bush Sr. Just to give you a background on this, Clinton and Bush both, in response to IRA-IRA, which was the Illegal Immigration Reformation Act, had put great limitations on how people were going to be able to enter this country legally. And in response to that, because of the hardships experienced by those who are already here, both the Clinton and Bush administration had established guidelines and limits for when authorities could exercise leniency in dealing with such situations. And those guidelines were then driven by complaints as a bipartisan group of the members of Congress in 1999 letters to the Clinton Justice Department, where they said that the deportation process was unfair and resulted in unjustifiable hardships.
Vaughn, I have to interrupt you. Vaughn, I have to interrupt you. We're almost out of time, and I want to ask Yesenia very briefly, if this does turn out to be temporary, how will you handle that?
Well, then people have to realize, but let me just let you know that the Bush administration, their actions then resulted in affecting 40% of the undocumented population at the time. So it was broad and sweeping as well. And
we are flat out of time. Vaughn Doan, I appreciate your talking to us, and I thank all of you. Yesenia Meija lives in Baltimore. Elizabeth Alex is lead organizer in the Central Maryland region for Casa de Maryland, an immigrant advocacy group. Vaughn Doan, as I mentioned, is an immigration lawyer practicing in Columbia. We have a link to video of the president's speech at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. After the news, we look at Maryland's new gun law. Stay with us on 88.1.